USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The State Department is now warning U.S. citizens not to travel to Iraq, saying there's a high risk for violence and kidnapping. The department also ordering all non-emergency U.S. government employees to leave that country as tensions are mounting between the U.S. and Iran. Any employees working in the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and a consulate in northern Iraq have been instructed to leave at once. Live streaming rules are being changed at Facebook after the deadly New Zealand mosque massacre that was broadcast online. Starting today, users who break serious Facebook policies will automatically be banned from live streaming for at least 30 days. The ACLU says it will sue Alabama if a bill that would ban nearly all abortions becomes law. It won final passage last night, and the Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey is now expected to sign it. And this is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Mason says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Let's enjoy it tonight because tomorrow we have work to do.
That's the victor in a Republican primary in the 9th Congressional District election in North Carolina yesterday. State Senator Dan Bishop addressing his supporters after the win.
I heard every day from folks in the 9th District, and today at the polls, it was no different, that people are astonished and amazed and dismayed at what they see coming out of Washington these days.
That North Carolina seat was never filled after last year's election because of evidence of voter fraud. The Republican bishop will face Dan McCready in the September 10th general election. Hundreds of TSA staffers, including air marshals, now headed to the southern border to help deal with a rising tide of migrants. The deployment comes as the summer travel season ramps up. TSA officials say it won't involve uniformed airport screeners, at least not at first. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump will be honoring peace officers shortly on Peace Officers Memorial Day, as he is scheduled to speak this morning at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service in Washington, D.C. It gets underway at 11 a.m. Eastern. The day was established on May 15, 1962, by President Kennedy to honor law enforcement officers who died or became disabled while in the line of duty. Fans continue to mourn the death of comedian Tim Conway, who passed away yesterday at the age of 85. He got his on-camera start in Ohio in the 1950s on WJW-TV, and then achieved fame from roles on McHale's Navy and, of course, on The Carol Burnett Show. Conway saying a few years ago he learned he was funny at a pretty early age.
Whenever I got up to read in class, everybody laughed at me, so I thought it was kind of funny to keep it going.
Again, Tim Conway was 85. The Disney company says the creators of Game of Thrones will write the next Star Wars movie. Disney CEO Bob Iger making the announcement yesterday, telling a conference in New York City, the next installment of Star Wars will definitely be produced by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, the team behind the popular HBO series. He didn't give any further details, though. That next Star Wars movie is not expected to hit theaters until 2022. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.